Yes, The Clash, and I Fought the Law. And possibly that will maybe give you a clue as to what's happening next. And I have my guest for this afternoon with me. I have Susan Glenholm from Debenhams Otterway. Susan is a senior partner there, so welcome to Radio Verulam, Susan.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. And, well, I mean, the subject we're going to talk on, I know so little about that I'm going to be educated for a start. We're going to open up on with wills. Wills,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Is there a legal definition of what a will is?
Well, it's a legal document that directs what happens to your estate on your death.
Right. And I know you mentioned that most people don't have one.
Yes.
Or if they do have one, it's probably out of date, and I think I come into the latter category. I think I wrote a will out about 20 or 30 years ago.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So you can tell me off.
I will.
Well, now, why is it so important, then, that I should, update mine, but why is it so important that other people should have a will?
Well, it's something that most people don't, as you say. It's probably 69% of people don't
have
a will.
Yeah.
And it's really the only way of guaranteeing that your estate passes to somebody that you want it to go to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people who have young children, for example, they can appoint people to be their guardians to look after the children if they pass away.
So it's not just money then?
Or? No, it isn't.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
And also, if you're not married, it's really important to do a will because you don't automatically inherit if you don't include your partner in your will.
Right. And so who would benefit then if I didn't have a will and I'm maybe not married, for example?
So if you don't specify in a will who inherits, the intestacy rules apply.
You've got me now. You're going to have to say what that is.
Yes, I will. I'll explain that. So these are set rules that that direct what happens to somebody's estate.
Right.
And they've recently been changed, but most people assume that if you're married that your partner, your spouse will automatically inherit.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't the case. Depending on the size of the estate, it does depend whether you have children or not. Some of the children might inherit if one person has passed away, so it's not automatic.
Good Lord. Oh, well, I think I've learned something already, because I naturally assume that, you know, there is a, well, if I die, partner gets it, or wife, I should say. You know.
Not automatically.
No,
it does depend on how you hold the property.
I shall be updating my will tonight, then, at this rate.
You want to hear.
And how often should I update it, then? What is ruling on that, or is guidance, I should say?
We recommend that you review your will annually, so you don't necessarily have to come in to see a solicitor or to see anyone to do the will. You can look at it yourself at home, just check whether your circumstances are still the same, whether things have changed, whether you still want the people who you've benefited to inherit,
right,
whether you want to take anyone out or add anyone in. So, so it's important just to look at it yourself. Things change so quickly these days.
And how do you go about defining then what you're going to write in it? Is there a guide that you can pick up and say, oh, I'll tick that off, I've included the house, the car, etc.?
Yes, we do provide guidance on that as well, and we'd obviously speak to you about that, but there's set provisions that you can include. So you've got to appoint people to make sure that they carry out your wishes, so they're called executors, guardians for your children if they're under 18, and specifying what your assets are, knowing where your assets are as well. Nowadays, a lot of your family might not know that.
I don't think even I know.
Well, exactly, and it's something
If we come to you as a private as a customer, so to speak, do you have a checklist then you go through that how many kids have you got, and how many houses do you own, and how many cars you
and it's a prompt for you as well. We send it to you before we meet with
you have
an idea of what we're going to ask you, but it's important to keep a record of where your assets are. With nowadays with online banking, people might not know that you have an account. Only you can get into that, so it's important to keep a list of that for your family to know.
Is it very costly? I'm sure that's what put people off, thinking about, solicitors, you know, they charge an arm and two legs.
Well, we think our prices are competitive.
You do.
And that's something that our clients do think as well. And it is something we want to try and fit the right will to your circumstances.
Is it based on a percentage basis?
No, the will's on a fixed fee.
Fixed fee, is it, right?
Yeah, and it does depend on whether it's a single will or a will for married couple.
Okay.
Or husband and wife. So it does depend on what you include in the wills.
Uh-huh.
You can include trusts as well, which make it slightly more complicated.
Yes.
But if you're doing straightforward wills, it's generally it is on a fixed
fee. Something that always occurs to me is that you write a will. I don't mean me personally. Somebody writes a will and says, I'm going to leave it all to the cat's home.
Yes.
And somebody else in the family says, they're crazy, you know. What happens in that particular circumstance?
So that's one of the benefits of going to a solicitor. We'd always check, we check, obviously, that you've got capacity to be making that will.
Right.
If there are any doubts, we'd recommend that a doctor writes a letter to confirm that.
Yes.
So there is a check that we're doing.
Yeah.
So if anyone does challenge that,
yes,
you have gone through the procedure correctly, and it's hopefully less likely to be challenged.
And do you see many cases where wills are challenged?
We also have a contentious probate team who, if someone is challenging the will,
right,
they can deal with that side of things.
Contentious probate.
That's what they're called, yes.
I think we'll come to that a bit later.
Yeah.
Shall we have a quick little bit of break for some music?
Yes, and, that sounds good.
We'll get our break back. Well, this is Prince. I'm sure you like Prince. And this is Kiss. Yes, Kiss and Prince, and there we were talking away with Susan Glenholm, senior partner from Debenham Otway. And well, if you've been listening, and if not, why not go and listen again if you didn't hear the first bit. But we talked about wills, and we got so far, and then some complicated words started to appear. Complicated to me, that is. So Susan, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now you put down a topic that we can cover quickly, and that's lasting powers of attorney. What does that mean?
So this is completely separate from your will, and it applies in your lifetime.
Right.
So there's two types. One relates to your finances and one relates to your personal decisions, your health and your welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And you can appoint somebody to look after your finances or to make personal decisions for you if you're unable to do that yourself.
So what if I couldn't walk, for example, if
yes,
I was in a wheelchair?
It could be a physical incapacity, a mental incapacity,
right,
or just that you're abroad and you
yeah
need somebody
oh
to
I
deal
see
with
okay
it.
Yes,
that would be on
yes
the finance side.
Yes.
The health one only comes into effect if you lose mental capacity.
Right. And, well, somebody else presumably spots that one, do they?
A doctor generally would
sort of advises you to get
yes
some help. Well, I mean, when you see these cases of people being done out of thousands and thousands of pounds by, you know, paying for a roof that didn't need doing, that's where they probably could, some power of attorney could
it
help
is
them no end.
I mean,
when you talk about £80,000 to have a roof done 10 times,
yes,
they definitely need help.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But it is something that you obviously have to trust the people
yes
that you appoint, because
yes
they can do anything that you can do. So
yes
it's really important that you choose the right people.
Yeah.
And we think it's more important than a will, because you're appointing somebody to look after your finances or your personal decisions while you're still alive, whereas
yes
a will only comes into effect on your death. So
yes, of course.
It is
yes
more
yes
important to think about
yeah
that as well.
Is this advertised? I mean, do people know about these sort of things?
I think people the awareness is a lot more than it used to be.
I presume if you read the Sunday Times financial pages, you might know more about it, but if maybe other people don't know so much about
yes
it.
Yes, but locally
yeah
as well, we are trying to raise the awareness with things
this
like
will
this
help
as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I did say if there are questions, people can come through me and we'll always put them through to you.
Yes, that would be very pleased to
rather
help
than trying giving out lots of different addresses. When I gave Ian Collier at Radio Verulam, that will get mailed to me.
Yes.
And I will pass anything on if we do get any serious questions coming through.
Great, I'd be
yeah
very happy to help.
Okay, that's great. And then finally we had probate.
Yes.
I've heard the word.
Yes.
Oh, I do come across as a dimbo, don't I?
Oh, not sure. That is something that people don't generally know what the word means, and this is when someone passes away,
yes,
dealing with the administration of their estate, and probate is one of the words that people come across but don't always know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically you're dealing with someone's estate, and there's set procedures that you have to follow in order to administer their estate and make sure that the terms of the will are carried out.
So is this, I know there's such a thing as an executor, is
yes
that the role of the executor dealing
it is
with probate?
Exactly, yes.
Is it only the executor or are other people involved at all?
So if you don't have a will, then they're called, they're not called an executor,
uh-huh,
but it's but generally executors is the person that's appointed by the will.
Right.
And they would deal with carrying out the terms of the will, and one of the roles is to obtain probate.
Right, okay.
Which does involve sorting out inheritance tax as well,
oh,
which unfortunately we're all
yes
in
yes
that band by just having a property in Hertfordshire these days.
Exactly,
so,
yes. Oh dear. And how's the estate sort of calculated, got together. Whose role is that?
The executor would do
the
that. And that's something that that people do sometimes find difficult because they don't know where the assets are, or they're not sure how to value them.
Yes.
And that's something we can help with to make sure that the estate is valued correctly, that the correct information is provided to the revenue. The revenue are issuing more penalties now if you don't provide the correct information. So that's something
to
be aware of.
And is that sort of thing ongoing? For example, if the executor comes up with a figure and then suddenly finds out down the road, you did have a house in Bermuda that was worth a few million, they're still liable in later in life?
Yeah, so, well, they have a duty to declare all the assets, and they do have to find out where everything is.
And
you can help people with that by keeping a list of your own records, then it does help your executors to do that at the time.
Yellow sticky notes.
Yes.
Not quite. So, okay, can we summarise then? You must have a will.
Yes.
Before the will ever comes into being, a lasting power of attorney for somebody, if depending on their capabilities, but that could help.
It does. The last power of attorney is, during your lifetime.
And then the probate, which is more related to the first topic that we talked of,
with the
will, whereas an executor will sort out, or what do you call them if it's not called an executor then? That's somebody that's...
So the overall term is a personal representative.
Okay. Well, fantastic. Anything you want to add?
No, it's just if any of your listeners do have any questions or need any help from us, we'd be very happy.
And
to
what
help.
About you obviously have a website at Debenhams Ottaway. It's such a complicated name.
Debenhams like the shop, and it's ottaway.co.uk.
Well, I noticed I spelled Ottaway wrong when I wrote to you this morning. I put an O in it, and it's an A, isn't it?
OTTAWA.
And I think I missed the S off Debenhams when I first did it. I'm getting that. Well, all I can say is thank you very much for coming in. I have definitely learned something, and I will twist my arm myself, and I will see about a will of some sort.
That's great. Thank you, Ian.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and somebody else will be back in a couple of weeks to talk about a second subject.
That's right,
And we'll advertise that nearer the time.
Yes. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay.
Well, we've got Divine Comedy. That's nothing to do with our session that we just had. It's the band, and we've got they're focusing on National Express.